The last thing I want to ask you about is we've talked a number of times about the issue of rash, and you had a fascinating paper which you co-authored with two of my favorite people, Tom Lynch and Mario Lacouture, the dermato-oncologist, I guess you could say. And I wonder if you could kind of summarize the thinking that went into this paper, looking at the whole issue of EGFR inhibitors and cutaneous toxicity, and what were some of the conclusions that you and your group came up with?
I applaud the two other people that you mentioned, Neil, both Tom with his nurses and his team of oncologists and oncology professionals up at Mass General, as well as Mario Lacouture, who, from a dermatologic standpoint, and I'd probably call him an oncologic dermatologist
rather
than a dermatologic oncologist.
Yeah.
I praise them because this is an area.
He's actually an EGFR oncologist.
Right. An EGFR,
EGFR dermatologist.
That's right. You know, I think it's great, and I think it is encouraging to see the other disciplines want to get involved. Just like recently, we've written a review that will come out soon on VEGF toxicities, and the first people we contacted at Anderson were our cardiologists, because what are the problems? Hypertension and other things. And so, you know, those are the things that they can help us with. And clearly, rash, you know, we talked about the chemotherapy, we've talked about growth factors. To me, the whole class of EGFR, it is such a shame when a patient has to stop or hold therapy due to a rash. I mean, think about it. You're giving someone a growth factor, they get into the hospital, they have neutropenic fever, you're getting cultures, antibiotics, and they come back and you give them the next dose. We get someone with a rash and we're like, oh, well, that's it. We're not going to give them anymore. I think that's really something that can be avoided. And I always use the relationship when I discuss rash about diarrhea and irinotecan. You know, when those studies were first being done, people died from dehydration due to irinotecan. And it's because they developed the diarrhea, they didn't know whether they should take Imodium, and when they did start taking Imodium, it didn't work all the time, and they didn't know that they should call or seek help. And by the time they came back to the clinic, they were in bad shape. So it really requires a proactive approach from both the patient and the medical team to try and avoid these toxicities of rash. And I think the strategies that we've developed at MD Anderson are very similar to what Mario has also developed. And really, it's about being proactive, not just throwing creams on people and hoping it goes away. We really want to move to systemic therapies quickly, antibiotics and or steroids, to try and avoid any of these grade 3 toxicities. And so that is really where the focus is from both groups. This meeting, this forum, and this paper that came out that Tom chaired was really trying to marry the two different strategies that were very similar and come to some consensus. And I really enjoyed the meeting. There was a lot of talk of sunscreen and other things that were very important for patients who are on these drugs, and I think we cannot highlight that enough. Prevention is very important, and early intervention with either antibiotic creams as well as moving to the next step quickly with systemic antibiotics, doxycycline or others. Many times people will say you can't use other antibiotics because we're using doxycycline in that class because of the anti-inflammatory effects. And I can tell you, a pure acneiform rash does not have any type of bacteria in it. It's a sterile wound. And I would agree with that. But the problem is if they're like me and most other people, probably like you too, Neil, they're going to scratch it. And once they scratch it, it's infected. And so we have found that other antibiotics can also help. And in fact, I have some patients who have been on long-term Tarceva use. And one gentleman, he is sort of an academician, and he will go to meetings occasionally. And I'll give him actually a course of doxycycline prior to his meeting. He takes it with him, and it clears him up, and he can look presentable in front of people, or so what he perceives as presentable. And then it eliminates a lot of that. Same thing with this woman I'm treating in Florida. She will take a course of antibiotics to clear up her skin before a Christmas party or going on a cruise or something. And they really aren't that harmful, and they do help patients manage with the rash.